Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
All right, we are back, and as promised, we are reaching out across the pond where it is very early, 6:30 a.m., and Beth Arnold has agreed to wake up early to talk with us today. Beth is an American living in Paris. She's a journalist, an award-winning writer. She's written for Rolling Stone, GQ, In Style, Self, lots of other magazines, Salon.com, Vogue.com. She writes The Letter from Paris for Huffington Post and at her own blog, betharnold.com. And I've been following her blog for quite a while now. She's joined me on the air before. And this time I wanted Beth to talk to us about healthcare in France because we know all you have to do is pull up the list of the rankings of countries by, you know, their best healthcare. And France is up there as number one. So, Beth, thank you for joining us early this morning in Paris.
Hey, happy to be here.
Well, so how long have you been living over there?
You know, actually almost 7 years now.
Wow.
Yep.
So in 7 years, have you had the occasion to get sick?
You know, I've gone to the doctor. My children have been here and have gotten sick. We've been in small villages and gone to the doctor. I'm in Paris now. I go to the doctor in Paris. And we've had really very good experiences in both places.
Okay. All right. So tell us how it works over there. I mean, we all know what it's like over here. What does the average person living in France have to do to see a doctor?
Well, you know, most people are all people are covered under the French Social Security, which is if you are a working person, you and your company pay into the French Social Security, and you go to a doctor in France and you use your carte vitale to identify yourself as in the Social Security system. And you know, when you pay, like, let's say 20 euros, it might be 20 euros to a GP in Paris. When I go to the gynecologist, it's six. But I'm not on, let me just hasten, I'm not going to bring myself into this because I'm not on this system. But you go and then you are almost immediately paid back for some of your doctor's visits and whatever expenses that come. I mean, a friend of mine said that when she goes, that she pays the doctor by check. The information is submitted directly by the doctor to the what's called the CPAM, and the basic reimbursement is transferred to your bank account virtually when your check is cashed. So you're repaid almost immediately for the expense that you have. Now, the state doesn't cover everything. It's a public and a private system. It's not totally a public system. For people who are working for companies, the company and the person also contributes to what is called a mutuelle, and that covers the difference between what the state amount for payment is to the doctor and then what the actual cost might be. The mutual pays the difference. So if you are in a bigger company, you do get better health and, you know, you get better payments, better mutual to pay. But here's the big difference that is key, I think, for a lot of people. And that is if you, let's say you lose your job and you can't continue paying into the system, after a while, you know, you would eventually run out of what you had paid in, and you would not have the mutuelle. But what you would still have is a level of health care that would never go away. So people here would never have to worry about some catastrophe happening and them losing everything they had because they couldn't pay their medical bills or they couldn't get the treatment they needed. So that's a huge difference for peace of mind.
Right. So people who are employed, they pay into the system, and their employer pays into the system, and they get coverage. But those who are unemployed, those who are maybe underemployed, those who, you know, find themselves in whatever situation where they can't afford to pay for it, they are taken care of. You don't have people like the guy I was just talking to, John, who had to mortgage his home because he got sick, and now his son needs a hernia operation. He doesn't know what to do because his home is already mortgaged, and he doesn't know what they're going to do now.
You're right. That doesn't happen. That does not happen here. I mean, when a friend of mine here, who's actually an economist at the OECD now, was a student, and he did not have health insurance, and he had a big dental problem, he went to, a publicly funded place where, actually, I think it was a dental student took care of his tooth, but it was free, it was a free assistance for his dental problem that he had. So, and another friend here who's actually, she's an American who's been here for 35 years, her name is Dolly West, and her father in the 1950s was ill from Bright's kidney disease, and he had a lot of complications, and his illness was lengthy, and over the 10 years, it forced the family to sell pretty much everything they had. So by the time he died, they were in terrible debt. Her whole family was in anguish over this. I mean, their father's death as well as this financial ruin. And, she had to get, to enter university, she had to get loans and et cetera. So it really affected her. She says here she will never have to experience that anguish that she felt. And that was 50 years ago in the United States, or 60
wow.
years ago.
Wow.
So, a wonderful feeling of security to be here and have, because she's worked in France for many years and is part of the system.
Now, so Beth Arnold, now you mentioned that you're not on the French system.
I'm not on the French system.
Why not?
Well, we are... I pay for my insurance. I have an international insurance, so anywhere I am in the world, I'm covered. If I'm in the U.S., I'm covered. If I'm, in India, I'm covered. So this is for us what we decided to do. And we don't work in France. I don't earn euros.
I see.
So this is for us. But, it's a question we have asked ourselves because, dental, glasses, people are covered for so many things. When my friend Dolly, this is a great example for what happened to her a couple of years ago. She had had bronchitis off and on in the fall since October, and she, at Christmas, she thought she should get out of Paris, and she went to a little resort in the Jura Mountains, and she got there and then became very, very ill and went to a local clinic, actually an ambulance, took her to a small hospital, and it was really a hospital. In France, hospitals are designated for certain things, like, for example, there are maternity hospitals. If a woman has a baby, she goes to a maternity hospital where she stays, I think, for about a week.
Wow.
And but this hospital was for ski accidents. And they x-rayed and examined Dolly and then sent her by ambulance to another hospital nearby, which actually was for lung problems. So when they, and she was very ill, she didn't, I'm not sure she even knew where she was, but so they put her in a room and, treated her for 2 weeks and she had superb care. Then they, she said she begged the doctor not to send her back to Paris. So he sent her to another hospital that was higher up in the mountains, and where she had her own private room. Now, she did work for a company, for actually University of Paris, and had American University of Paris, and had good, and had, did have very good mutual and insurance. So she was in a room in the Alps with a beautiful panoramic view of the mountains, watching the snowfall, and taking walks with a guide and listening to lectures while she recuperated for 3 weeks from what turned out to be pneumonia.
Wow.
So,
I'm sorry, I got to stop you there, because just a year ago, February, I was in the hospital for pneumonia. And let's see, they kept me for 5 nights. And even though I had very good insurance, supposedly through my employer, they paid 80%. My 20%, I'm still going to be paying off. I think my portion of the bill came to around $3,000. My experience was nowhere near that one.
No, this is a dream come true. I mean, she longs. In fact, I would love to go to this place.
Yeah.
It's my dream. But she paid, she said, for only the first ambulance visit, which she was reimbursed for.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, it turned out to be when she was very, very ill by herself. And it turned out to be really the kindness of strangers. It was really almost a vacation. But that's an example of, the extent of the care. The French healthcare system also is having problems. From my friends who I've spoken with who have been here a long time, they have covered less over the years, but still, it's not, it is the number one healthcare system in the world, and the problems that are happening in the U.S. will never happen here, at least in the current situation.
Right. Well, I want to ask you, but in France, people, they take to the streets. They don't let the government, if the government does something they don't like, they stand up and they're going to be counted, damn it. So I want to talk a little bit about that too. Beth Arnold is with us. Her website, betharnold.com, is where she blogs and writes her letter from Paris. She has woken up very early in the morning. It's 6:46 a.m. over there, Saturday morning. Got up to talk with us and share her experiences with us, and I really appreciate it. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with Beth Arnold. If you want to ask her a question, now's your chance. 866-303-2270. We'll be right back.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio. And we are back with Beth Arnold. She writes her letter from Paris at betharnold.com. And you read her fairly frequently at Huffington Post as well. And Beth got up very early in the morning in Paris, where she's been living for the last 7 years, to talk to us about what the health insurance or health care system is like over there. Because we keep hearing they've got the best health care system in the world. And, here in the U.S., we're down at about 37. But, Beth, the thing I was getting to before we broke was, when the people in France don't like what the government is doing, they take to the streets. There have been national strikes in France. Something like that would never happen here. I don't know if it's that people are too apathetic, or we're too widely split along ideological lines, but I'm afraid we'll never... We don't have that kind of camaraderie, or that we won't get that kind of consensus for a national strike, even though it might do a lot of good.
You know, the French, it is sort of, I mean, the French, it's kind of a joke. I mean, the French do go on strike a lot. And so, but let's say the metro, if the metro in Paris is on strike, it's still, there's, that doesn't mean none of the metros are working. I mean, there's still some working. It's faster for me to take the metro on strike in Paris and be in San Francisco and take the subway there. Yeah. But, you know, the French, I think part of it is their legacy and their heritage and how they feel about the French Revolution. It's like, you know, we're going to get on the streets and let everybody know that we're not happy about this.
Right.
So,
yeah, and we don't,
you know,
do that enough here.
They've taken their bosses hostage with this financial crisis, you know.
Yep.
They haven't hurt them, but they take them hostage. And there's often, you know, demonstrations on the street.
Yes, yes, there are. And again, we don't have enough of that over here. Maybe
yeah,
if people
no,
really
to,
took to
know?
The street more, we could get some things done. All right, we've got a couple minutes left. Bob is calling from Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Bob, you're on Air America with Nicole Sandler and Beth Arnold.
Yes, hi. Well, I'd like to point out that it's with regard to the, it applies to the French system, no doubt as well. No doubt the French also do not have a national public banks. They are stuck in the same web of debt that the United States is, where the only way the money is created is through debt created by banks. We should take a lesson from Abraham Lincoln. We're not taught this in school, and it's obvious when I tell you why. It's obvious why we're not taught this. Abraham Lincoln, when he had to finance the Civil War, used the Constitution, which has had the provision there from day one. He got the Congress to issue money directly and spend it directly. No debt was created. No money was owed to anybody. He spent it directly into the country and, of course, financed the Civil War and other issues. Now, this same thing was done early in our colonial era when we had the Continental. It was so successful, and it cut out the English bankers. They hated it, and they used massive counterfeiting to destroy it. Now, that's in Ellen Brown's book, The Web of Debt. Her website is webofdebt.com. I've read.
Yeah,
the
in
book.
Fact, she was on with with Richard Green earlier tonight.
Yeah, she needs
tonight.
To be on all the time. And the thing is, the whole issue of how to pay for health care in France as well as in America is a canard. They can pay for it by creating the money out of thin air, just as the bankers do. There is no need for taxes, no need for copays, no need to force people to buy insurance. It can all be done the same way Abraham Lincoln and the Congress did it. The precedent
okay,
is there, and we need to call them out on this. The whole thing
okay,
is a
Bob.
Funny issue.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Yeah. Okay. All right, Beth. Well, that was a little detour there, but we've got like 2 minutes left here. What can you tell us about life in Paris that people living over here should know?
Well, you know, if we talk about healthcare, I think one of the important things I can say is, like, if I go to the gynecologist in the U.S., I have to wait a year for an appointment with my gynecologist, and then I'm in a waiting room with 40 other people. Here I go. I'm the only person in the waiting room. It doesn't take me a year to get an appointment.
But how can that be? I mean, there are a lot of people in Paris. I wonder how it can be that way.
You know, I don't know, but it's a different concept, I think, of medical care to begin with. And so, you know, I don't really know. But it's so much more a pleasant experience for me to go to the gynecologist here. But one difference is, for example, when I have a mammogram, I keep my films. You know, this is you do a little more legwork here.
Right.
I keep my films. So when I go to have a mammogram, then I take my old films with me for the doctor to look at.
Right, for comparison.
So there's that.
Yeah. Well, you know what, we are just running out of time here. Beth Arnold, check out betharnold.com, her letter from Paris. You'll see her on Huffington Post. Even buzzflash.com picks up your columns. I look forward to talking with you more and finding out more about, the whole American community over there, because I know you're certainly not alone.